In today's gospel, we hear of how Jesus was aware that the Jewish authorities were trying to kill him. And this is an interesting theme I think sometimes we don't reflect on. While our Lord certainly accepted the passion and his death because he knew it was a means of salvation, there's a term that he will mention over and over again, that my time has not yet come. There comes a moment where our Lord knows it is his time, and in that moment, he permits the passion to happen at that time. But it's when he knows it's the right moment for his passion to happen. Up until that moment, he does not permit them to kill him. Famously, the example when he passed through the crowd, when they were ready to cast him down after one of his deliverances that he had done. He certainly shows that he had that power not to be killed until it was that right moment. And when it comes to the theme of persecution, I think that this is important for us to remember. God will permit persecution. He will permit trials for each and every single one of us. Even when we study the lives of the saints, we see how this comes. But there's that way of when is the time of that happening. One of my personal favorite saints is St. Thomas More. I've always especially identified and appreciated St. Thomas More because he also, like our Lord, was aware of when it was his time and when it wasn't his time. And when he knew it was his time, that's when he spoke openly and ended up being put to death. So I think there's this way that when we experience different places of persecution, etc., sometimes it's almost that there can be a martyr complex that's not of God. I see that in sometimes with certain peoples, and it doesn't seem quite right. It doesn't seem like what the Lord is going. It's almost like they're looking for it or expecting it, etc. But then there's others that sometimes seem to run from it when it is that time to hold one's ground, and one will experience some kind of persecution, consequences, loss of a friendship, etc., from standing up in those moments. But that way we struggle oftentimes as human beings is that balancing of knowing when is the time. So I think a very good prayer to help us is to say, Lord, help me to know the right time. Help me to know when the time is to stand the ground, knowing that there will be consequences, there'll be persecution, some kind of a sense or loss that could come from that. But to know also, Lord, when it's not that time as well. Something that, again, for us as human beings, we can struggle with that. As a spiritual director, I often say, it's a lot easier to know what God is asking us to do rather than to know when God is asking us to do it. The what is so much easier than the when, and that is often where we get tripped up much more than the what. So in all the discernments we make, whether it's when we stand up, when the Lord is asking us to, let us always pray, Lord, when is that right time? Help me to know that, Lord, and help me to respond when it is that time for me with that strength and the fortitude that you did. But also, Lord, when it's not that time, help me also to respond in that way that you did as well when it wasn't your time as well.